Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But jokes aside, I want to be real for a second. No making fun, no being a jackass, no mocking. The New York Knicks are really good. And I think we knew that coming into the season, but I think sometimes you need to sit back and watch them. And they have now played 25 or 26 games, however you want to define it. They are 18-7. They won the NBA Cup last night in impressive fashion against a really deep, good young team in the San Antonio Spurs. And I can say this, the New York Knicks legitimately can win an NBA championship. And I don't think I would have said that a year and a half ago for a myriad of reasons, but I firmly say that today. And I feel even more reinforced today than I did 3 months ago that they are the best team in the Eastern Conference. And I think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference by a lot. And I think they're that for a myriad of reasons. Their ability to destroy you on the offensive glass has no bounds. The San Antonio Spurs are the best defensive rebounding team in the league. Did that matter last night? This head coach has shown you something Tom Thibodeau would never do. If Tyler Kolek is playing well, he's going to ride him. If Jordan Clarkson is playing well, he's going to ride him. Mitchell Robinson, same thing. But ultimately, and this can't necessarily be defined by a stat, but you can know it by the eye test. Jalen Brunson's better today than he even was a year ago.
Yes.
And when you put it all together in one tight bowl, we could debate the cup and the banners and all the distractions. But here are the facts, and Tommy knows this. This is coming from someone who is pained to admit it. The New York Knicks legitimately coined an NBA championship. And if you didn't think it 3 months ago, it's about time you acknowledge it.
Yeah, look, you said the word, they're a good team. They're the best team in the East. I think above anything else, what you highlighted there is so true and was really paramount last night in a game that ended up being a lot of fun and a game that you could tell meant a lot in terms of the competitive sweepstakes. But like, they're a much better version, not just a better version than the last couple of years. And I think last night was a reminder. The Knicks actually had a really good offseason, starting with bringing Mike Brown in for all those reasons you said. He will ride the hot hands. Jordan Clarkson is a difference maker off the bench. Kolek, as you mentioned, and whoever the hot hand is, they're going to play. And look, when you look at the Knicks teams and how they ended up having that war of attrition catch up with them the last couple of years, it also was a matter of a team game planning in a seven-game series and saying, we know they're basically going to play six guys at us. How do we match up with them? And now the constant minutes and the different waves in which they throw guys at you keeps guys like Jalen Brunson at times a little fresher, too. They are just molded in a much different way, in a much deeper way, and that is the kind of basketball team, when you look at the way the Thunder play with how deep their bench is, that will allow you to get through these rounds in the postseason without feeling like you're hampered by an injury or feeling like you're going to run guys into the ground. And I think that was the biggest difference last night as everybody really, really was locked in on the Knicks and paying attention to the difference in this roster and the difference in Mike Brown, and it's paramount.
Do you think Tom Thibodeau plays Tyler Kolek big minutes in the fourth quarter?
No.
And I don't mean to knock Tom Thibodeau, but we are seeing the differences,
yeah,
and we're seeing why this move needed to be made. And here's the other thing, and it's very funny that we're having this discussion, because I remember back in March when talking about the Yankees, I would say to Sean over and over again, listen, you guys are as good as any team in the American League. And you would take it as a demeaning of the league, in which I said, well, look at everybody else. It's about your competition. And you would always bring up the Dodgers. And I would tell you, don't worry about the Dodgers. If you can get to a World Series, the Dodgers could be picked off. They may be hit by injuries. You don't know. You just have to worry about your league. The reason I bring that up is for all the Knicks fans out there who say, Evan, those are nice things that you're saying, but the Thunder, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs and any Western Conference team you want to bring up, but obviously it's the Thunder, they don't mean anything right now. It is about getting out of the East and reevaluating things in June.
Right.
And giving yourself the chance, the puncher's chance, yes, against a team in Oklahoma City that is better than the New York Knicks. And quite frankly, that is the only team in the NBA I can definitively tell you is better than the New York Knicks. The Thunder. That's it. That's the list. We can debate Denver. We can debate San Antonio, who's only getting better and better. But that's it.
So you're right.
I feel similar to what we talked about with the Yankees, and we'll get into the competition in the Eastern Conference because this is a big part of it. Just get to the finals and take your puncher's chance against, yes, an Oklahoma City team that may be historic. But outside of that, I ain't scared if I'm a Knicks fan of any of these other teams. Yeah. You've got the star power. You have the bench. You have now the experienced head coach who's been there before.
Yeah.
Like, forget banners and cups. Forget it. It's all a distraction from the reality. This team legitimately going to an NBA championship.
And resiliency. When you see what Wembanyama's doing to them last night, and just, I mean, that game could have escaped from them at that end of that third quarter. It never did.
Dude, I thought it could have escaped them the first three quarters of the game. There were moments watching this game where I thought the Knicks should have been down by 15.
Yeah.
And they hung in there. And that's kind of the trick. Like, hang in there.
Yep.
And then in the fourth quarter, go to work, which is exactly what they did.
Absolutely. And that was huge for them. But look, if you're worried about what I worried about with the Yankees and Dodgers, I do think the sport is a little different. Just ask Toronto Raptor fans what they would have said about this time that year when thinking about the Golden State Warriors and a dream of winning a finals. How'd that work out?
Well, it was an injury.
That's it.
No, and I get that. And also, and I want to explain this to Jalen Brunson, because I love Jalen Brunson. I respect Jalen Brunson. I don't know if I love him. You know what I mean? And when I say to you into a microphone, and Tommy, be the guinea pig over here, because I know that Sean had an issue with it last year. If I look into your eyes and say, hey, I think the Knicks are the best team in the Eastern Conference, because quite frankly, I don't think the Eastern Conference is that good. Are you offended by that comment?
Nope. Not at all.
Good. You shouldn't be.
A, it's a fact. And B, I don't care what the competition is. All I care about is the facts, and that is that the Knicks are the best team in the East.
I think you have a very healthy attitude. And I want to make this clear, because when it comes from me, it sounds like I'm demeaning. I am not. The Eastern Conference is not that good. And yes, does that help the Knicks in being far and away the best team in the East? Absolutely. I could also tell you from experience that my only experience of seeing my team in the NBA Finals came from an Eastern Conference that was quite frankly worse than the Eastern Conference you're even in right now.
Yeah.
And I have no regrets. Zero. Okay? So saying that is not an insult. But I want you to listen to Jalen Brunson, because Jalen Brunson kind of disagrees with Tommy. He was a little offended by the fact that people continue to say the Eastern Conference is wide open, and he takes issue with it. Here is the King of New York, because he does have a championship, unlike the other one. Here is the King of New York, Jalen Brunson, reacting, kind of upset a little bit at the rhetoric that the East is wide open.
Yeah, the conversation about the East being wide open, I'm not a fan of that. I think there's too many great teams and great players, regardless of who's out, that are still competing. And so you don't take anyone lightly. You don't take anyone for granted. You go out there and do what you got to do every single night. And so the East is it's a lot better than people think. And it's a grind every night.
So there's a couple things there. A few things I agree with Jalen about. One thing I don't. Number one, when he says the East isn't wide open, he's right. You're clearly the favorites. So I'm going to put you guys over. But it's not a great conference. And I don't know if that's a competitive thing, like where you have to remind everyone, no, man, it's better than people think. But dude,
that's a different saying. It is better than people think, but it doesn't make it a great conference.
But it's not better than people think. It's not that good, and that's okay. Like, I don't understand why this has to be an offensive thing. Like, the Detroit Pistons are 21-5. Right. I don't ignore their record. They are not that good, quite frankly.
Okay.
They're not as good as the Knicks. I'm sorry.
But where we were in August, September, when training camps were opening, we thought this was the Knicks, the Cavs, and nobody else. Now, I still think it pretty much is that, but you have to give credit to a team like the Pistons. Like, that does extend the conference a little bit.
If you want to give them credit, I give them credit for being 21-5, but if you want to overrate them being 21-5, does that mean you're going to underrate Cleveland being 15-12?
Well, I guess the difference
is Cleveland's clearly better than that.
Evan, this isn't going to be the Kansas City Royals in the wild card round, is my point. This is going to be, you know, I think there will be some grind series for the Knicks. That ultimately, they will be the better team and win.
Well, I think the Pistons are the kind of team that'll punch you in the face, but if things align the way they are lit right now, with Detroit being the one and Knicks being the two, I'd actually put a couple of shekels that you'll never see the Pistons, that they'll probably get beat either in the first or second round because things can happen along the way. But look at the rest of this conference. Like, I like Toronto. I think Orlando is growing. Boston is still without Jason Tatum. Yes, the Sixers are getting glimpses of their old veterans looking like stars, but it's not that good of a conference. So I don't know if that's Jalen Brunson trying to build up the competition the way Lou Holtz would when he would talk about Notre Dame playing Appalachian State. But there's nothing to be offended by when you say the East isn't that good. And it's not wide open. The Knicks, to me, are heavy favorites. They're a lot better than any of these teams in this conference. And sure, injuries could derail it. Weird things can happen. But assuming nothing major happens, you're the team to beat. And you're battle-tested. That's the other thing. Detroit had their first battle last year. They learned from you guys. Good for them. The Magic have had some battles. Mm-hmm. But nobody is as battle-tested as the New York Knicks, as Josh Hart, as Jalen Brunson, as Karl-Anthony Towns, as now Mikal Bridges. So when you factor that in too, and you factor in the experience that they have and the talent that they have, they are heavy favorites to come out of the East, and nothing that's happened over the first 25 games should change anyone's view on that.
Right. You also have a looming, does Tatum play in the playoffs with Boston? They would have that sandpaper on them too. I know that's way down
what
the road.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Sandpaper on them?
Sandpaper means like you have the warts of playing in these playoff series, battle tested.
Yeah, no, I think the Celtics do, but you're still talking about someone coming off of such a major injury.
I'm just saying.
This isn't a video game where we could just assume Jason Tatum is Jason Tatum.
I understand. It's not a video game where somebody has a punctured lung and goes down forever.
Yeah, that happened in my son's NBA 2K.
That's just another lurking giant in there. I'm just showing you evidence that this conference isn't as easy as you think, but the Knicks should still prevail through it.
What would scare you the most, Tommy? And the word scare is probably not the appropriate word. What team would you look at? And again, we're 26 games into the year. We have a lot of time. You haven't even played the Pistons yet, so we're going to see it. But is there a team that you look at and say, all right, they're going to give us the most trouble?
Okay, so outside of the Knicks, I don't think there's a great team in the conference, but I do think every other team in the playoff picture right now is a good team. A lot of hard hat teams. It's the Celtics. They've lost a lot of key players, Horford, KP, Cornette, winners, so they're not as great as they once were, and we don't know what Tatum's going to be, but still playing the Boston Celtics with all that history with Tatum, with Brown, that would be the team that would give me the most, you know, sleepless nights where, oh boy, this could be a tough series. Detroit maybe second. I'm going to throw something out there, because Evan said this about the Yankees a lot with Aaron Boone. I think the Knicks have to have the one seed. I think they have to have home court throughout. So far this year, they are dynamite at home, and they've been shaky on the road.
Yeah.
Shaky. Now, maybe that's just something in these first couple of months. Maybe it doesn't carry over the whole rest of the year. Because I've talked to a lot of my friends who are like, I don't care if I'm the third seed, the fourth seed. No. I smell blood. I smell the NBA Finals. I want the one seed. I want home court throughout. The Knicks have lost one game at home all year. No matter what the scenario is, they would have home court throughout. So, to me, that's a top priority. And I think that should be the goal here, is to get the one seed.
It should definitely be the goal. Like, I'm not going to disagree with you about that. And you guys have been so good at Madison Square Garden that having that advantage going into the postseason would make you even stronger. But I don't look at it as, if they don't get it, my confidence would be hit. Because I think they've shown you, certainly in the postseason last year, they can win in your building. They can win in your building. Like, I'm not afraid of going to Detroit
or Cleveland
to win a big game five or a big game seven.
Yeah.
Like, that would not scare me. I get your point, though. Like, when push comes to shove, if you're two games back, right now they're 2.5 back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Detroit, do I want the one seed? Sure. I mean, coming to Madison Square Garden ain't easy either. But even last year, like, there's so many memories of home road meaning so little. Like, I think back to the way you guys rallied in Boston. I think back to the way the Pacers rallied on you.
Yeah, the Knicks
at Madison Square Garden.
The Knicks were better on the road last year than they were at home. But
right. So
far this year, they've been great at home. Now, we'll see if that carries through for the rest of the season. Maybe I'll change my opinion on this if it changes. You know what I mean? It levels out. But right now, at home, they could beat anybody. On the road, they've had bad losses. They've been shaky. So I'd rather have the one seed other than the other seed.
What I really like about this team, and I use the word like in a weird way, I like as an IBO about your team, is that I feel like Jalen Brunson, every single year, like wine, is getting better and getting craftier. And getting more impossible to defend.
Yeah.
It feels that way watching him every single night.
Well, that's where experience matters in big games.
Yes. And I think in Jalen's case, I think it's just going to the lab all summer. Like,
yeah.
He comes out of the lab every summer and it gets better and better. Mm-hmm. Josh Hart right now, and I know that early in this season he kind of had issues with the whole Mike Brown thing coming off the bench. Buying in was tough. Right now Josh Hart is shooting the basketball with a stupid amount of confidence.
And started the year banged up, too. He looks healthier now.
No question about that. You've also got a bench now, and we didn't even see Deuce, who's out right now, and Landry Shamet, who's out right now, but a bench that's developing before your eyes. The mix of a veteran like Jordan Clarkson and Tyler Kolek, who's getting big minutes, and I thought played his best game as a pro yesterday.
He did.
And you have a head coach that I think is adaptable to what's happening around him. And so when you just measure everything, it is December, and I always warn everyone so much can change between now and April and now and May. But sitting there last night, not knowing how I'd feel watching the NBA Cup, my biggest takeaway is not about if the trophy matters or if the banner matters. It's that this is a really freaking good basketball team. And maybe we take it for granted for the next few months because it's a long road to the postseason. But they've got all the ingredients to win an NBA championship. And that pains me to say.
Yeah.
So whether the banner and the cup and everything that comes with it matters, here's what I know. For the first time in a very long time, there's a legitimate chance that all those debates may not matter because we're sitting here in June talking about the real thing. That's my takeaway, watching even the fourth quarter of that game. Now, the Spurs aren't the Thunder, but they're stiff competition.
They are.
And the New York Knicks look like the battle-tested, more veteran team, which they are, in taking that game away in the fourth quarter, and they got a legitimate chance to win it all. Say it out loud, Sean. I've said it. The New York Knicks can win it all.
The New York Knicks can win it all.
Now, Tommy, say it with enthusiasm.
It's Knicks in 26. The Knicks are going to win it all.
I didn't say they're going to win it all. I said they could win it all.
And just one request, NBA gods. If the Knicks are going to win it all, please let that game occur during a night the Yankees don't play and we have wide open airwaves on WFAN.
Well, no, we don't want that. No.
NBA gods.
Scratch that from the record, NBA gods. We need a Yankee game. Actually, yeah, give me an 8 o'clock start time. In Minnesota. Perfect.
Now, the reason Sean brings that up is starting on January 5th, Tommy Lugauer is hosting a show here on the Fan at Nights called After Hours. And if the Knicks are playing a postseason game and the Yankees are not playing a game, he's on the radio as the Knicks are playing. I look at that as a great opportunity.
Lugie!
You get to live watch an NBA Finals game.
Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm going to regret doing this. If you don't once mention that this is the first time a cup has been won in New York since 1994 today, if you accept this, if the Knicks are playing for an NBA championship on an open night, I'll allow you to switch jobs with me and you can immediately take over for me the moment they end and win so you could be the first voice on after they win.
So you would switch with me and I would work the midday?
So you don't have to stress about watching that game while on the air.
Well, I'm going to be at the game.
Okay.
So that will be very helpful.
As long as you don't poke at the Rangers with that stupid cup.
I would never say anything like the Knicks are the team most recently to win a cup in Madison Square Garden. I would never say anything like if you look at the teams that played at the Garden who's won a cup in the last 10 years would be the Knicks.
It's too late.
Which team at Madison Square Garden has won a cup in this century would be the Knicks.
You're doing the Jet Roberts when he wants money. I'm out.
I was just giving examples. So don't say any of those things.
Nope.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.